This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode. What's up, everybody? Welcome to a very special one-year celebration episode of the Spider Bites podcast. I am one of your hosts, Spider, and I am here with Ashley and with Bean. How's it going, guys?
You sounded so fake, bro. You gotta do that again, man.
How did that sound fake? That is genuine joy and excitement because this is a very momentous occasion.
Let me tell you how you sounded.
Oh, my God.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to today's episode. Can't even say it. I'm sorry, Spider. You need
you
to know the
laugh
truth.
Laugh at my joy.
I laugh at your voice. You sounded so squeaky. You almost sounded like me. How are you doing, Spider? I'm good.
I'm good. It's been a very rough couple days, but I'm good.
Yeah, you're being tortured.
Not because of that.
By traveling, I mean.
Yes. Well, I mean, it wasn't really the travel. It's the assignment that I've had, the work that I've been doing. It's just been kind of crazy.
That sucks. Getting
out here was fine. The only thing about it was I was wearing a t-shirt and basketball shorts to be comfortable on the plane and left 88 degrees in New Orleans and get to DC and it's like 63 and like raining. So was not expecting that.
Did they bring I saw your snaps. Did they bring the like speed speedometer back on Snapchat?
Yeah, if you go into like where the stickers are and everything, like you can get it from there. Like you can get that, the time, like the little battery meter, all that stuff is like in a little sticker area.
What the frick? Because like every time that I go on the train and we're going, you know, like 100 plus miles an hour or whatever on the train, and I'm like, oh man, I want to take a snap and put the speedometer, and the speedometer was never there. I was like, what? They took it away. Why would they do that?
I don't know why they changed it from being like a screen decoration or whatever, or like a layout or whatever, and moved it to, they moved it to the stickers.
Because you gotta stick to the speed limit, obviously.
Nice one.
Cat.
Very nice. What happened?
I finished my egg.
Oh, I was just, everybody got quiet.
Sorry. I'm eating my egg.
Okay.
Oh no, Ashley's gone. Okay.
Oh, Something went horribly wrong. This has not happened in a long time. What's going on?
It's because it's a Tuesday, dude.
We've recorded on Tuesdays before with no problem.
Today is special.
Today is special.
Yeah. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I had an egg. Actually, I've had 3 eggs today. Two for breakfast and 1 right now.
Oh. How did you have your eggs for breakfast?
Scrambled with spinach, tomato, and feta cheese.
Ooh, all of that sounds incredible except the tomato.
Oh, you bitch. I added some minced garlic for flavor and some salt and pepper. Mm-hmm. It was delicious.
Nice.
I'm still hungry.
Oh. Where did Ashley go?
Yeah, I'm in a new diet now. Mm-hmm. Ashley! And it's a no-gluten diet. And I've been eating more healthy, but also I've been eating apparently more. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, but this is not healthy because I'm eating more. But if I get hungry, I have to eat. So, you know.
Right.
Happens.
I don't think Ashley's mic is working.
Ashley, if you can hear us, say something.
Nope, she's gone again.
Oh, she couldn't hear us.
I'm hearing your, are your little notification, are your bleeps and bloops.
Oh, really? That bad? Wow, my audio is super loud today, apparently.
Ashley's struggling.
She's typing.
Remember you said that we need to talk about our struggles more?
Yeah, there we go.
We're actually struggling with the internet.
Yeah, fuck. How do you say it?
Literally.
Say it again.
Literally.
Shut up. Now I can't say it because I'm laughing. I'm laughing. Okay, let's try again. I can't. I can't even get the first fucking syllable out. Literally.
Little.
Shut up. Literally. What?
There you go.
Literally. I tried.
Literally is still acceptable.
Oh, thank you. Glad to know I'm still acceptable.
We will always accept you. There he is.
Yay! We miss you, Ashley. We were so sad without
you. I was having internet problems yesterday too, so I have no guarantees. It's already obviously messed up today, so my bad.
It's all good in the neighborhood.
It ain't your fault, dude.
Oh, so how are you guys doing?
I'm feeling bad because apparently I cannot say literal. God damn it. help me.
Literally?
I need some.
Literally?
Literally. Hang on, say it again.
Start with litter.
Litter.
And just add the L-Y, literally.
Hang on. Literally?
Yeah, there it is.
What the fuck? I feel like I just had a stroke.
Your tongue would just not cooperate.
Anyway, aside from that, I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting drunk today, Spider?
No, no alcohol today. Alcohol in hotels is too expensive.
That's true.
The last hotel I was at, they had a complimentary happy hour, so I could get as many free drinks as I wanted to. But this hotel does not offer that.
Did you get shit-faced when you did that?
No. I mean, I had like maybe 4 or 5 drinks a night, but I never got shit faced.
Wow.
Spider, let me ask you something. How many drinks does it take for you to get drunk?
That depends on what I'm drinking.
What do you normally drink?
I normally drink like either a whiskey and coke or a Jack and Coke. I mean, not a whiskey. A whiskey and coke or a rum and coke.
Oh, yeah.
If I have that, then you're talking about like maybe 7 before I start to like feel like I'm getting drunk. If I'm doing shots, Probably like maybe, well, like shots of tequila. Probably like, oh God, I don't know. Because I remember one night I did like 10 shots of Patron. And I was fine.
What?
Not necessarily fine, but.
Not shit-faced.
Yeah, I wasn't shit-faced.
As I would so eloquently put it.
Yeah, I mean, it really kind of depends. Because I remember a couple months ago, I went out and I hadn't eaten all day. And then I went out to brunch.
Mistake.
Yeah, it was a big mistake. I went out to brunch and they had this thing. It's like, it was like brandy and champagne. Huh. And I had two of those and I got like real sick. But, I know that was because I hadn't eaten anything. So. But yeah, I would imagine, depending on what I'm drinking, it would take a good amount of drinks for me to get shit-faced.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, All right. How about you, Ashley? How are you? Oh, no, that's Barn again.
Wait,
I'm
what?
Sorry, I was scrolling down my Tumblr and I forgot that I follow a porn blog and there's porn again. Whoops.
You gotta turn safe mode on or something. Else that porn is just gonna jump out at you.
I didn't mind the porn. It was really good.
On my Twitter.
On your Twitter?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. On Twitter it's just like, whoops, there's porn.
Whoops, that's a porn.
Oh, but can you guys believe it's been a year?
I honestly thought it was less time. I was like, yeah, we've only been doing it for a few months, and then I started doing math and I was like, it's been a year. I'm an idiot. But also, nice! I can have friends for a year without fucking getting them annoyed at me. Feel good.
I mean, it's crazy to sit back and think about how long we've been doing this.
Did you think last year when we started this that it would last this long?
I hope that it would. But in the beginning, I wasn't like really optimistic about it because there were some days where we would go to record and before we would set up, I would get like this feeling because it was kind of like back when we were doing this, the Skype thing and everybody was recording on their own. And so then I'd have to edit them all together and make sure they were volume corrected. And I felt like I was putting so much work into it and then we weren't necessarily really getting like any kind of response or anything. So I didn't know exactly how we were doing as a show and I kind of got discouraged about it. And there was a point to where I kind of didn't think that it would last. Cause I started dreading recording it because of all the work that would go into it.
Mm-hmm.
But things got easier. Yeah. We found a way to all kind of get on one page and record on one line of audio, so it cut down on a lot of the recording. Well, a lot of the editing, I should say. And I feel like we kind of got to know each other over the months, and we all sort of learned each other's sense of humor, and we grew closer together, and it just made the conversations flow easier because editing those first few episodes, the number of just like gaps of awkward silence is just it's just like all over the place. Now it's like the only gaps that we have is when like somebody's internet cuts out or something.
That's true.
True.
Yeah. I remember at the beginning was like, okay, where do we go from here?
Right.
What? How much is too much, you know? And I was like, nah, I'll tell these motherfuckers about my sex life. I don't care. Sure, I'll tell them about what happened when I had one too many prunes. That's gonna be fucking hilarious. The prune incident actually happened about a year ago, now that I think of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shock.
Mm-hmm.
This year, like prunes are out and cuffing is in.
Coughing?
Coughing.
Okay.
Because we get sick in our throats, you know? Or something. I don't know.
If you say so, yeah, sure.
Just agree with me for once, you fucker.
But even after a year, it's become apparent that we have some people who really love us and they really enjoy listening to us. And even though it doesn't seem like it every week, you know, sometimes life gets in the way. And even though you enjoy, you know, listening to a podcast, you may not always be in a position to send to be able to interact with the people recording. But our friends came together and they sent us a bunch of questions so that we can ask them on our anniversary show. And I guess all of the episodes that we didn't have questions, they were just saving them all up for today. So,
all right. Next time, guys, it's okay if you just want to send them one at a time. It's okay.
You don't have to wait a year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, hit us. I'm curious and ready and excited and a little bit scared.
So, very, very appropriate question. From an anonymous user on Tumblr, what are your favorite moments of the year that you've been making the podcast?
Oh, I don't remember anything.
Ashley checks out as soon as we're done recording.
That's true. God. I don't know. I don't know if I have a favorite per se. Like, I don't know. I guess, at least in terms of doing them, I definitely enjoy doing them more now that we are, you know, closer, we know each other better, and we, you know, are still able to record. Like, you know, we could work around people's schedules and figure out what's best and all that. And it's just more fun nowadays to record back than when we were still awkward and, you know, with each other and it was harder to record and figure out everything. So in terms of that, I like doing them better now, but I don't know if I have a favorite moment. I don't remember.
I'll be honest, my favorite moments are whenever I manage to make both of you laugh like fucking lose it. Like seriously, my ultimate goal whenever we're doing the podcast is to make you cackle like maniacs. Like, I feel fulfilled the moment that I say something ridiculous and you're like, and then you fucking lose it for 10 minutes.
It's always fun.
It's even better when I say something else, like a follow-up, and you're like, you motherfucker! Well, not like that, because you don't call me a motherfucker. You're the only one who calls anyone a motherfucker here. And you just fucking lose it again.
You do that a lot.
Yeah. That's why I do it, because I enjoy it.
One of my favorite running jokes is threatening Ashley with closing out the show and how she reacts to it.
Wait, threatening Ashley with what?
Closing out the episode.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like
that's
Ashley
always fun. What?
Even my non-violent threats of violence towards you is better. Because let's be real, I'm not that violent if you think about it.
No.
But when I meet you, I am going to punch you at least once. Oh, I'm just warning you.
I'm pretty sure you are.
At least once.
At least. We gotta do
I
a
feel
live
like
show.
It's at least like 5 times.
You'll have to catch up. Make up for lost time.
Yeah, true. And then for all the other times that I won't be able to punch you, because yet again we will be living far away from each other.
Exactly. Right.
All right. It's going to be at least 10 times then.
Oh, just to let you guys know, I reached out to Ethan and I asked him if he wanted to join us today. But unfortunately, he said that he's super busy tonight. Otherwise, he would. But he wanted me to give you his best.
Thank you.
Aww.
Tell him we are sending him some You know what? No, I'm messaging him myself because my brain just fucking glitched. It's just that I'm reading a story about this girl who's like, once this girl gave me pozole, which is some Mexican traditional dish, which is really fucking good. Mm-hmm. And it says, this girl gave me pozole that her mom made, and my mom took it away from me, saying they can do witchcraft like that to you. And my dumb ass believed her. So I left to practice. And when I came back, she was eating it very, very happily with my dad. Like, that fucking sucks, but it's something I would do. But anyway, sorry. Go ahead. What are the other questions we got?
So, a next question from another anonymous user. Ashley may not be able to answer this one, but it says, what's your favorite D&D class and why?
Oh, shit. I fucking love Rogue. But I'm getting a liking for Warlock. I prefer Rogue because only with Rogue I was at one point able of pulling some really fucking amazing stunts.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I know that Warlock exists, and with someone like Travis Willingham saying something like Eldritch Blast, it's just fucking amazing. I need more Warlocks.
Yeah, I think that would be my favorites too, but kind of like in the reverse. I liked Warlocks first, but then when I found out like all the sneaky shit that Rogues could do, then Rogues became my favorite.
Should have made your character a Rogue.
No, don't. The reason I didn't want to make a Rogue because I didn't think that I would. I didn't feel confident enough in my role playing skills to do a rogue justice. I wouldn't reach the full roguish potential. So I kind of decided against it.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Still though, what the fuck happened to that dog?
I don't know what she's barking at. Or wait, that might be Dusty. I don't know what he's barking at. I try to ignore them.
They bark. It happens.
All right.
So our next question from an anonymous user is, what mythical creature are you and why? I think we might have answered this question before.
No, we haven't.
We haven't?
I don't think we have. I like how I'm like, oh no, we haven't done it, and then you're like, no, we have, and it's just like, have we not, are you sure?
I don't think we did. I think we answered something similar, like what's your favorite mythical creature, but I don't think we've done what mythical creature are you.
I think you may be right.
Yeah.
Actually, and you say you don't remember anything.
Things jog back my memory. That was a similar question. It reminded me.
I feel you. Which mythical creature am I? I for sure think I would be a merfolk person. Merman. Yes! I fucking love the ocean, and I fucking love mermaids and mermen and merfolk in general. So I'm like, that's me. Also, by the way, I listened to the episode that came out today, and I'm like, do I really sound like that? What the fuck? I don't like it. Take it away, Satan. That's not me. I mean, that is me, but I don't like it. I'm looking at a recipe for brownies, and I want some, but I can't.
No.
What? Want brownies.
I can't eat brownies. Or cake. Or
pasta. Oh, yeah.
No gluten.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah, no gluten for me. Fuck my life. Anywho. What about you guys? I bet you spider would be something like a Spider-Man centaur thingy, like centaur, but instead of made of a horse and a man, it's a man and a spider.
I really wasn't thinking about that.
Oh, God damn it. Okay, what were you thinking of?
I was thinking more of like a minotaur than a centaur.
So the exact opposite, but with a fucking bull.
Yeah, you do strike me as a minotaur kind of person. Do you think a minotaur can speak like a human language, or does it just go like a actual bull?
I think it will probably be able to speak a human language, but I think that their intellect are probably like severely underdeveloped, so it may not be able to communicate in as many words as regular humans. That's just my thoughts.
Okay. And you actually?
I've always really liked mermaids, so I'd probably also say something like that, because I don't know, I've never been to the ocean. The ocean seems scary, but I've always liked mermaids, so I'll say mermaids. Or mermaid.
Nice.
Awesome. Well,
Dusty's barking again. Don't mind him.
Okay. Dusty, shut the hell up. fucking superb, you fucking little floofer.
Oof. He is a very big dog.
All right. What other questions do we have, Spider?
So, next question from an anonymous user says, spirit animal, discuss.
That's cultural appropriation, and I'm not saying anything in the matter aside from that.
Fair enough. Move on.
I'm sorry. I recently learned that saying that you have a spirit animal is actually appropriation of Native American culture, and like, I don't like that. So okay. I'm not doing that. Yeah.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So next question from an anonymous user says, how many siblings?
Oh, shit. Can we go back to spirit animal conversation? I think that one is less heavy. Sansa, ¿por qué tiraste mi blusa? Recógela. I'm sorry, I'm scolding my cat.
You sounded so sweet.
I know!
That didn't sound like scolding at all.
You'd rather I yell?
That would sound more like scolding.
Sansa! Don't do that! She's sitting on a chair next to me. You cute little baby. You have such a pretty face. And there's a shirt that was on the same chair. And she was shifting around. And she eventually just pushed the shirt out of the chair. And it fell to the ground. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm like, Sansa, no. Don't do that. That's not how we handle things here. Oh, she's licking me now. I think she likes me.
Okay. I would say
I cannot move. Yeah. I mean, she sleeps with me. She has to. Siblings. I supposedly have two, but I don't like them, so I say that I don't have any.
Okay.
Spider has a lot. How many siblings do you have, Spider?
Are we counting or not counting step siblings?
Yes.
So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Holy shit. Holy fucking shit, bro. And if we weren't counting the extra ones, how many siblings
do you have? If I wasn't, well, not that's not even full siblings. I have one full sibling.
Oh, holy shit.
So I have one older brother. We both share both of the same parents. My mom's current husband has four sons, four stepbrothers. My father had seven, eight other children. No, seven other children besides me and my brother.
That's a lot of children. Why?
I don't know.
He was bored. He had no TV or what? I'm sorry, that's a shitty joke.
I don't know if he had any TV.
Okay. Ashley, you have no.
What? I was gone. I just got back. I don't know what's going on.
Oh. I didn't even realize you disappeared. Welcome back.
We didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
How many siblings do you have?
The question is how many siblings you got?
Four.
Four?
I have one of my sisters is 14. Another one is 12. One of my brothers is 9, and my other brother is 5.
9! So my bastard brother is 20... How old am I? He's gonna be 24.
Okay.
And my bastard sister is 20 sharp. She's gonna be 21 next year.
20 sharp?
Yeah.
That's an age.
Never heard that.
Yeah.
That's in between 20 and 21.
Yeah,
I've never heard that.
Now you have. You heard it here first.
Don't ask me ages because I don't know how old they all are.
Wow. Yeah, no, mine are full siblings. My dad's wife has a daughter, but I don't count her as a sister because she's not my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like her, so it's like, fuck you. But yeah.
So, as far as questions go, that was the last one. But I reached out to some of our... What?
You said, but I said sex.
Oh my God. However, however, I reached out to some of our more loyal listeners, the ones who regularly send they regularly send us questions, and I asked them what their favorite moment or moments of the past year of episodes have been. So
okay.
One message that we got from our friend, Tumblr user Jeremy Drewley.
I love them. They are so cool. God damn it. My cat doesn't want to sit on my lap. Come on, Sansa.
That's very irregular of a cat's behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah. It frustrates me. Anyway, what did Jeremy Drewley, aka the coolest person in the world, said?
She said, my favorite moment from the podcast is episode 37 when Spider snaps about weather. And then she put the crying laughing emoji. She says, I love all of you. Thank you for a whole year of laughs. Happy birthday. Where's the cake?
Me can't have today. Cake.
I had a slice of lemon cake too.
Oh, fuck yourself.
Bean can't have cake.
You know what Bean has been doing to satisfy the need for sugar?
What's
Bean
that?
Has been dipping a banana in peanut butter, low-fat peanut butter.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, but it's not the same as a fucking brownie, bro.
That's true.
That's true.
Anyway. I like how specific they were. Episode 37 when Spider fucking snapped like a twig.
I don't even remember what I said about the weather. I remember
I remember you snapping about weather. I remember you going off about it, but I don't remember,
yeah, I remember
how it got brought up.
Like, I think Who we knows? Were both like teasing you or just telling you that our weathers were super chill and whatnot, and you were like, listen here, you motherfuckers, and you just fucking went off.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Bean, do you want to read Crow's message?
Oh, God, yes!
Oh, my goodness.
I fucking love this. Once again, shout out to my good bro-meo, Crow, because this is fucking amazing. Hang on, let me chew this. Okay. So I asked him, and he said, I've tried to think about this a bit. It's not a specific moment that comes to mind, but the fact that more than once, and then in parentheses, if I recall correctly, it is almost always you who asks those, and then a little tongue-out emoji, ask people in what circumstance they would consider sticking something up their butt. Which then leads to oddly serious discussions about that particular topic. And then he added, I believe I was actually around for one of those, but Spider derped the recording of that.
Yeah. Didn't we still get to it?
I'm sorry?
I said, didn't we still get to it?
We still got, like, yeah, you know what? We absolutely still got to the question.
Yeah.
I repeated it because I could. Because I wanted because to. You could. Yeah. When have you ever seen me do something because I have to, rather than because I can and I want to?
That's a very good point.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
So the next memory comes from our very good friend, Noor.
Yeah, Noor! I fucking love Noor! She's awesome.
So she writes, it took me a while to think about this and reflect on the whole gosh darn year, because that's a long time. Congrats.
She's cute.
But I honestly love just how happy everyone is all the time. I've been so busy with school and college apps that I can't listen to all of them, but the ones I do, you guys just always have a good time. I love how different you are and how obviously happy this podcast makes you. And anything Bean says or does is the funniest thing ever. I love you guys a whole flipping bunch. I loved especially the Nolans conversation and whenever you talk about pets and when you just decided Spider is a grandpa.
Oh, Noor. I fucking love you, Noor. I would fight for you. I would storm the gates of hell with you by my side, Noor. If you're into that kind of stuff, if not, stay in the fort. I will protect you. Excuse me. But wow. I didn't know people think this way.
Yeah. They love
I'm grateful. You. Oh, I love y'all.
Yeah.
And so the last memory I got was from Amy Lou.
Oh, Amy! She came back to Tumblr. Did you see that?
Yes, I saw that.
I fucking miss her. Y'all, she's so cute. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
So she says hi, and then she puts a heart emoji. She said, I just wanted to say how much I adore you guys. The podcast has brought laughs and smiles to my face every week. I don't even think I could choose a favorite moment. Thank you for existing and keep up the great work. Signed, your number one fan, Amy Lou.
Aww. She's so adorable. If she was my best friend in real life, then I would fucking just shower her with flowers all day and all night. That sounds a lot more wrong than it should.
I didn't think that sounded wrong at all.
Huh. I said I would shower her with flowers all day and night. You gotta admit, that sounds a little wrong.
I mean, if you think about it in the wrong way.
Oh, Spider, come on, you know me. Anyway, let me read you what Smile sent.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was... Okay, so first of all, they answered, anytime Noor or I send in questions, because you sound so happy. And then they put in parentheses, I'm weak when it comes to people getting excited over happiness.
Aww.
And I'm like... Thank you, but can you, like, be a little more specific, though? Like, any special moment that stands out? And they were like, whoops. Oh my God. And then they said, the prunes. And then they say, I was playing Minecraft while listening to it, and I don't know why, but it felt really nice. And I'm like, excuse you? And they're like, not the prunes, but the podcast. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yes, thank you for the clarification.
Thank you so much, Smiles. I was very concerned. But yeah, hey, send us more memories. This is fun and cute.
Yeah, that was and awesome.
Also wholesome.
Yeah. It really is wholesome.
It feels fulfilling.
Especially feels every time that our name gets read off and Bean goes, oh, I love them!
I love everyone!
Even, I know, it's great!
Even though our community is small, it's a very loving community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 50% of the community love is made by me. Also, shit, my brain just fucking blanked again. Okay. What was I gonna say? God fucking damn it. I was gonna say something.
Spider. You started and then it left.
Yeah. Fucking killed it. Fine, okay, never mind. If I remember, I'll let you know. But meanwhile, you can keep talking.
I hope it's in the middle of the outro.
I'm pretty sure it will be.
It's gonna happen.
That's another one of my favorite moments. Just the number of times that I go to start the show and Bean miraculously, hilariously interrupts me as soon as I'm about to say, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bots podcast.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That's my favorite, too. It's right when you take a breath and you go, hey, by the way.
Even better, it's when he's about to start and then I say, okay, Spider, you can go ahead now.
Right.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm weak.
It happened like 5 times in one day.
That's the best part, you guys. Like, nobody gets to hear it, but seriously, it's like at least 5 attempts for Spider
to
start.
You need to put like a whole, like, cut all that up and put it into like its own audio file and just post that and be like, here's all the times throughout the year.
Nowadays, what I have to do is mute myself so I don't interrupt him.
You have a very, very, very unnatural talent for interrupting me.
Oh man, I cannot imagine how it's gonna be when we meet like live. Every fucking 10 minutes, I'm gonna be interrupting you.
It's true.
In your sleep, I bet you're like about to say something in your sleep, and then I say something in my sleep, and you're like, how the fuck did you interrupt me like that?
That would be incredible.
I honestly wouldn't doubt it. I love it though, it's hilarious.
It is. It's never not funny.
Yeah.
At fucking 3 in the morning while we are asleep and Ashley's awake because she cannot fucking sleep or for whatever reason, she's just gonna hear Spider trying to say something in his sleep and me responding like, no, shut up, it's my turn. Oh god. So I was actually gonna ask you, but I don't know if we're doing this episode since it's a special episode, Spider, but like, what's your favorite weird unconventional snack?
I thought we talked about that. And I couldn't really think of one.
We probably did, so now is your time to decide.
Oh. But the thing about it is I don't really eat anything weird.
Oh, that's right, because you're a fucking wuss.
Exactly.
You sound so proud of it.
Ain't no shame in my game.
Your lack of game, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Ouch. Burn.
Oh, shots fired! What you gonna do when you invite your girlfriend for, like, a nice fancy dinner, and she's ordering, like, her lobster with her, you know, like, asparagus, and I don't know what else they put on lobster. This thing.
I don't think it's asparagus.
Your fucking nuggets because you don't eat shit.
Hey, I eat more than just chicken nuggets when I go out to eat.
That should be a quote on its own. I eat more chicken nuggets when I go out. How was it? I eat more than chicken nuggets. Oh my god.
You broke Bean. There it is. Gotta do it at least once.
If
my job is done. Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just, it's fucking amazing to think of Spider being like at a very fancy restaurant. Excuse me, sir. Do you have Nintendos? No, sir. We don't have those. We just have like chicken breasts with a sauce of garlic parmesan. And you're like, oh, ew. No, I don't like
sauce. That's totally untrue.
Oh, you do like parmesan.
I really do.
It comes with a carbonara sauce. Oh, no, but it includes tomato. Never if you fucking mind.
I'll eat tomato sauce. I just don't like whole tomatoes.
You don't have to eat the tomato whole. You can't chop it up.
Who thinks you eat tomatoes? Why do I need to chop it up? That's extra work.
You weak. If you want to do pico de gallo, which is a salsa that comes with tomatoes that are chopped up.
It's already chopped up.
It's not. You make it chopped.
I don't make it. I order it already pre-made.
Oh, you bitch.
What about onions? Will you chop onions?
I don't really like onions.
Man.
Oh, and you don't eat avocado, so you will never have a...
I never said I don't eat avocado. I just haven't really had them outside of sushi.
Oh, that's like right. No, you're the one that doesn't like avocados. Okay, yeah. Listen up, you motherfuckers. I cannot believe this. Oh, God. Okay, yeah, we did have this conversation. Now I remember. Never mind. It's just that I had my weird snack today, which was little, like, corn chips, but they are not made of corn. They are made of garbanzo peas and rice and sesame seeds. And I put on a boiled egg sliced up on top of them, and then I added some bacon bits, and it was fucking amazing.
That sounds like a lot of mess. That doesn't sound good.
It was mess. Not a mess. It was tasty. What a mess. You want to see mess? Try to make mashed cauliflower with cheese. That's a
mashed
mess
cauliflower.
Right,
that does sound like a mess. Don't you have to boil it to make it really soft?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you boil it to make it really soft.
And then you eat it.
No.
And then you eat it.
No, you got to break down the fiber, otherwise, you're going to get sick. Like me.
What?
Yeah, I get sick if I eat full cauliflowers.
And
interesting.
Then he dies on the toilet for 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you get the cauliflower, you do that, you steam it until it's soft and chewy. I'm sorry, not chewy, squishy. Soft and squishy.
Soft and squishy.
And then in a separate, like, big casserole thing, you put like a little bit of milk. It can be regular cow milk, or it can be almond milk, or it can be soy milk. I prefer almond milk just because reasons. Mm-hmm. And then you also add butter, like a 2 big spoonfuls of butter. And then you add your cauliflower. You start like moving it around a little bit until your butter is melted. And then you start squishing the shit out of it until mush. And then you can add 2 minced garlic cloves and some pepper, like ground black pepper and salt. And then you mix it up well. And then you add about a cup and a half of cheese, whatever cheese you like. I use mozzarella cheese because I like it. Mm-hmm. But you can also use cheddar or parmesan. Technically, it should be better if you put parmesan cheese, but ain't nobody got time for that or money. So we go with mozzarella, like, champions.
Okay.
And then when you realize that 1.5 cups of cheese is not enough, then you add more cheese. And then once you're satisfied with the amount of cheese and the ratio to cauliflower bits, you put all of that in the blender to make it more creamy, and then you're set.
In the blender.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Then why are you gonna mash it up if you're just gonna put it in the blender?
Because the fucking blender is not gonna make it. You have to break it down first for the blender.
Isn't that what the blender is for?
No, but if you put like big chunks of cauliflower in the blender, it's gonna ruin it. It's gonna break the motor. Right?
But you say you bought, like Ash was saying, you bought it to make it soft.
I've put watermelon in the blender. That's how you make the watermelon noodles sauce, and it's fun.
Oh, yeah. I saw a video of those sauce, watermelon sauce noodle thingies. And mm-hmm. I was like, Ashley would love this. And then I was like, well, this is too much effort for me, though. I don't think I could do it.
Oh, it's not that. Well, it's a lot of ingredients. It's a little bit of, like, there's a lot of ingredients, but for the most part, you only put a little bit of everything in.
I thought you were going to say, you only put a little bit of effort for each of them.
I still haven't made any this year. Do they have watermelons at the store still?
I don't know.
Watermelon season. And what state are you in?
Michigan.
Michigan.
I think I might start need to get some to ingredients. Get a little too cool for watermelon.
Yeah, it's a little too cool for watermelon. I can't fucking speak today.
I'll have to see when I go to my friend's house this weekend and if we go to the store for last minute stuff.
Watermelon season is August through September, so you have like 2 days.
Perfect.
Yes.
So you heard it here, folks. Go, well, no, because this will come out next week. I was about to say go rush out and buy a watermelon. Yeah,
they're
not going to get any too late.
You just quick, missed post it. Something on the pot. On the,
I'm going to make Tumblr. A post on the Tumblr.
just say, go buy a watermelon. Hang
on. Quick, go buy watermelons. They're almost out of season. Quick. Well, such a vague post. Man.
I'm going to put it in so upset.
I am. I want.
Let's see. What gift should I put?
And I'm so upset about it. I still need stuff. I need like the Korean pop and like the garlic and cucumbers. Man. I slacked this year.
Bean's laugh is so mischievous.
Yeah. And-
Oh, I get Korean food soon, though, when I go to Chicago next week.
Nice.
Okay, I have posted it. No context needed.
Oh, my God.
Everyone will understand in a week from now.
Yes.
It's true. Exactly a week.
Say what?
Exactly a week, because it'll come out on Tuesday.
That's true.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, what? Like, right now, they're probably going to be like, what? And then a week later, they're going to be like, oh, okay.
It all makes sense now.
As normally things would make sense with people like me.
I feel like it's just a thing that we do is just post things on Tumblr and then they figure it out a week later when the podcast comes out. It's like, right. Oh, that's why it's relevant.
Yeah. Anyway, Spider, did we not get any more questions?
Nope.
Should we just talk about whatever comes to our minds now?
That was it.
I thought we were.
I really did think we were. I was ready to wrap up.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I just read a text post made about Critical Role, like incorrect Critical Role quotes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, Ford, Kiri said a bad word today. And then Ba responds, where the fuck did she learn that?
I wonder where. I've been behind. I think I'm like behind a couple episodes. I haven't been able to listen to.
I need you to catch up because I've caught up.
Okay, I'll catch up. I'll listen to it on the flight back home.
Yeah, oh, yeah, good.
When do you fly home?
Saturday.
Oh wow,
we miss you.
I miss you guys too.
Oh guys, I'll be in your time zone next week.
Yeah, but we won't be able to record.
Yeah.
Well, I can record probably Sunday, but it'll have to be later in the day. Depend. I don't know. It'll figure out.
Yeah,
we're probably going to have to go to the store to get last minute stuff, so I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
As we do, most As of the time. As we do,
yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how we got here today.
Well, yes! If anything, I can record Friday next week because I'll be home, so.
Friday next week because you'll be home. Oh, I have a text message. What does it say? I'm still in the office. I figured as much.
That's very enlightening.
It's a friend who's been like, oh, let's go out. And when I could go out, he suddenly changed his mind. And he was like, nah, mm-hmm. we cannot go out today for whatever bullshit reason I come up with. Mm-hmm. And then today he was like, oh, let's go out early today. And I was like, are you sure? He said, yes, absolutely. And I was like, sure. Okay, because it was early. So I thought, oh, yeah, I have time. And then he was like, nah, I'm going to have to postpone it for later. And I was like, I cannot do later. He said, what not? And I was like, because I have a podcast to record. He said, ah, oh, God fucking damn it. And turns out he's still at work right now. We're not going to hang out.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. Such is the life of working people here.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the worst.
Well, to all of our listeners, if you guys like hanging out with us and you want to do it some more, please do it some more.
But, yeah.
You can...
Ashley, how can they do it?
I have no idea.
just take a wild guess, Ashley. Just give it a shot in the dark. It's our anniversary episode. You got to at least give it a try.
Yeah, no. Just try it one time.
No, I'm good.
Zero effort. Not even going to make an attempt.
No.
You're so fucking adorable. I'm going to kill someone for you.
I love your conviction, though. There's no way we're budging you. It's like you will not bend to peer pressure.
I'm stubborn. You have no idea.
Oh, no. We've seen it, Ashley.
Oh, yeah. Like, true.
We are witnesses. I'll tell you, Spider, if they want to hang out more, thus, they should get on fucking iTunes and Google Play to download the podcast. Mm-hmm. Or if not, they can listen on Spotify. Mm-hmm. If they don't want to listen through Spotify because they don't like Spotify and their fucking ads, then they they can use Stitcher mm-hmm. and Buzzsprout, mm-hmm. right?
That's right.
And if they want to, they can like send us a message through email, which is spiderbitespodcast.gmail.com. Sorry, at gmail.com. Uh-huh. Or they can go to Tumblr, which is spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com, and send us a question there because it has anonymous features. And who doesn't want to be anonymous when you send these embarrassing questions that we receive? Right? Right? And if you don't want any of that shit, you can look us up on Facebook, which is just Spider Bites Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to, you can also look us up on Twitter, which is at SpiderBitesCast.
That's right.
Because Twitter is bullshit, apparently. Like, I like that, but I'm still upset that it's not SpiderBites Podcast.
It's as good as it can get.
Yeah. Or if you want to, you know what you should do, guys? You should send us questions individually. Like, if you don't want Ashley or Spider to find out about the weird, freaky questions you want to send me, you should, like, send them to my blog only, like, which is going to be in, like, the description of the episode. Mm-hmm. Or if not, like, if you want to send something innocent and cute to Ashley so that Spider and I don't get to see the innocent and cute, you can send it to her blog. And then if you want to send some weird fucking stuff, I don't know, you can send it to Spider directly, which is also going to be in the description of the fucking podcast. We don't have a video format yet, so you're going to miss out on our pretty little face.
Mm.
I just ate a raisin that is stale.
That's probably the most random statement that I've ever heard in my life.
I fucking ate a fucking raisin. Stale.
Where'd you get the raisin from? What do you want
me to say? I'm gonna fucking die now.
Where did the raisin come from?
It was on my desk.
Why did you just have a...
How long ago have you had raisins?
Like, a while?
Oh my God.
I have
God.
A message on Twitter. Oh no! Why do I have a bot? send me. Oh my god, this is the first time a porn bot is messaging me, and they're messaging me on one of my side blogs.
On Twitter?
No, on Tumblr.
Oh, okay.
My Critical Role side blog apparently is being followed now by porn blogs. Why? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, they do that. They follow everyone.
Them. They come out of nowhere.
I block them. They can suck a dick, metaphorically speaking.
They're trying.
Oh, my God. But thank you, all of you.
Anyway, did I miss anything, Spider?
No, you didn't miss anything. No, you're good.
Double check.
What?
He had to double check. No, you're good.
But to everyone who's listened to us, oh my god, at least it held up until the end of the episode.
I'm sorry. So sorry. I'm getting fucking lag. Oh, I hate this. Okay, I'm gonna shut the hell up.
He made go ahead. But to all of you who have stuck with us from episode number one until now, we thank you. We appreciate you. You are our favorite people in the world. Even if you just joined us for the first time for this very episode, we love you as well. And we appreciate you spending time with us and listening to us ramble on about things that make no sense and just all around enjoying ourselves. But we hope that you will stick around with us for many, many more episodes in the future. And we hope that you enjoyed the show. And we will see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Wait, we're going to have more episodes? I thought this was the end.
Well, Beans... Okay, everybody, Beans says it's canceled, so we'll wrap it up.
No. Wait.
It's over. Bye, everybody. We're going to end it.
No. Spider, listen. Listen, I thought you were making this event because it was like, this is it, this is it, this is the end. And now that you're saying that it's not the end, it's like, oh, that's even better. I like this better.
No, this is not the end. So no one has to worry.
Yay. No need to worry, guys. You can still listen to us for more years, unless you are kind of tired of us. Hey, you know what you should do, guys? You should recommend us to your friends.
Mm-hmm.
So that your friends can also listen to the genius that is our podcast.
That's great. Because
it's fucking amazing, obviously.
Obviously.
Do we still have a sponsor, Spider? Is that a thing?
It's still a thing, but we'll talk about it next week.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was concerned. I was like, that only lasted one episode?
No, we still got it.
Yeah, y'all should like find the information on our fucking sponsor on the previous episode.
It'll be in the description.
In a few years, Spider, when this podcast is more famous and we have like at least 1,000 listeners, I guess, people are going to be like listening back to these episodes and be like, man, they sucked. But now they suck less. Or shit like that.
Yeah, that's how it goes. You work also, through every week and you suck a little bit less.
Also, I'll tell you something, and this is just something that came came to my mind because I just saw it.
Mm-hmm.
I still have one of my ex's jackets. Like, I'm going to send it back to him because I don't want it, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I was like, okay, I'm going to be a decent person. I'm going to wash the thing. And I did. And then I put it on a chair. And guess who's sitting on that chair now?
Sansa?
Yeah. So now the jacket, which is black, mind you, is full of cat hair.
Oh, my God.
He can suck it. I don't care. Dude, listen, I've done so much for him. Bitch ass won't do shit for me. He can fuck off. He can have cat hair. I don't care.
Okay.
Anyway, we can end the podcast now. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.